This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today, we're returning to an issue that affects thousands of people across Ireland, endometriosis, and it's said to affect 1 in 10 women worldwide. But despite how common and debilitating it is, patients continue to face long waiting lists, delayed diagnoses, and a lack of proper support. This Saturday, advocates, patients and allies will gather in Dublin to demand real change. Cheryl from the Her Voice Project, a group dedicated to amplifying the experiences of those living with endometriosis and fighting for better care, joins me now to chat about the protest. Cheryl, thank you so much for hopping onto iRadio's group chat. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and the Her Voice Project if people are hearing about it for the first time this evening?
So my name is Cheryl and I am a patient with endometriosis and came across the Her Voice Project a couple of years ago when Lisa Walsh spoke about her experience with being diagnosed with diaphragmatic endometriosis. And it was something that I was curious about myself, and I'd seen somebody with the story and I thought, God, you know, it's wonderful that she spoke up about this. We have to talk about these things more, you know. But the Her Voice Project has grown in numbers. I think they have about 12,000 followers now, and they're just a great community. I felt very supported by them throughout my own process. And it's a very scary thing dealing with a chronic illness when you're just unsure as to where to go, you know, with the to get the correct medical care.
What exactly is endometriosis if people are hearing about it for the first time as well? And how is it impacting women in Ireland?
Endometriosis is a very complex disease. It's been misunderstood for a number of years as a reproductive disease or as a period disease, but in fact, it's a whole body inflammatory disease. So it affects all of your, you know, your entire body. And it's been found, the tissue of endometriosis has been found in every single organ. So, you know, you're not talking about just the reproductive system, but you know, as in Lisa's case, it was found in the diaphragm, it can be found on the lungs, it can be found kidneys. And I think we're trying to raise as much awareness about the disease, because you have a lot of women talking online. It would only take you 5 minutes to have a quick Google online to find out all the stories that have been, you know, everything extra pelvic outside of the reproductive system.
There's a big protest happening on Saturday in Dublin, I know, and people are calling for support when it comes to care with endometriosis in Ireland. What sparked the decision to start a protest about it?
This is a really important step in this, because, you know, Ireland is not necessarily a country that's, you know, has been known to protest, but the things we have protested on have always mattered. Endometriosis is indicative of where we are with women's health, which is just decades behind. And the women who've kind of come to the Her Voice Project to set this up are invigorated by the new framework that's come out. That's just not where it needs to be. I mean, this is not a conversation that's been in the last 2 years. This has been a conversation over 10, 20 years where there's been advocates fighting for, you know, women to get proper care, and it just hasn't been heard. So, you know, the framework is, I know it's a work in progress, but essentially, you know, there's been women traveling across, maybe, you know, 100 women every year traveling across to places like Greece and Romania, getting proper care, efficient, quality care. And, you know, there's a record of that. So, you know, the framework has offered us a number of facilities in the UK that no one really knows about. So it's just, you know, it's when you're as ill as a lot of us are, I think it's very important to just have that trust in the physicians and having that kind of some kind of a control over it where you can choose who you're going to. And I think that the Bucharest, you know, facility and Dr. Dinos in Greece have proven to so many Irish women that they're doing what we need them to do and quickly.
And what are the main demands then that you want from the government should they be listening to this protest and the health services as well? Is it about accessibility in Ireland or accessibility for these procedures in other parts of the world?
It's about allowing women in Ireland the accessibility to these places quickly, because, I mean, I'm currently navigating my own situation, which in the last year, the pathology that I'm dealing with has doubled. So, you know, my particular case is quite aggressive. And for me, I'm still waiting to see a consultant gynecologist in order to be able to get a referral to get abroad. And if I'm going to have surgery in Ireland, I'm paying through private out of pocket. So I'm spending the same amount of money, but not working with a multidisciplinary team, which is what you need when you're dealing with endometriosis. And that's a team of, you know, thoracic surgeons or urologists or colorectal. These are people who are dealing with the disease every single day, who know what the disease looks like, where to look for it. And they know, it's not that they're, you know, better in terms of surgical procedure or skill, but they know where to cut because they understand the disease.
What can people expect on the day if they're heading along to the protest? What's it going to look like?
I think it's going to be a really positive day. There's a lot of fantastic women that are associated with the Her Voice movement, and you know, they, you know, it's really sad to tell their story kind of online, but there's something very empowering about that. And particularly, I think in the numbers, I think that we're expecting as well, it's quality over quantity. We just want people there who just, you know, who want to get the word out, that are happy to talk about endometriosis openly and are not scared to talk about their experience with it in this country, and who are just fighting for what every woman deserves, which is a basic health, you know, right to good quality healthcare.
How can listeners support the movement, whether or not they can attend the protests, even if they're not able to head along?
Well, listen, you know, we've all seen what the power of social media can do. So anyone that's sharing posts, anyone who's talking about, even just like, you know, just telling your story about endometriosis. I mean, the Her Voice Project is all about listening to women's story and to really amplifying women's voices, particularly in the world of endometriosis. So we'd appreciate any share, any you know, talk around it at all. And, you know, this is work in progress, but, you know, it's important that we all come together and, you know, show that this is important to all of us.
Where can people find more information or get involved on your socials? I know you're particularly active over there.
Yeah, definitely on Instagram at Her Voice Project. That's probably the most important one to get us onto. And yeah, I think they can follow the page from there is the best place to go to.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. Best of luck with the protests this weekend. And I'm sure we'll be catching up with you in the very near future to see how it went.
Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.